弟兄的，阿门。我们在第五章里面思想了一个很大很大的题目。
In chapter five, we ponder on a very important topic,
就是人的位分的问题。
That position of man.
人的位分的问题，为什么说是很大的题目呢？
Why say we say the position of man is very important?
因为这是人问题中间真正的问题。
Because it's the key problem of our problem.
这也是人犯罪以后神给我们启发出来的一个最重要的问题中的问题。
And after we have seen.God has revealed to us this problem of all problems.
所以当亚当犯罪的时候
，When Adam sinned,
神问人说你在哪里
？The question that God asked Adam is, "Where are you?"
这句话根本不是行为的问题。
Actually, this is not a problem or question to a conduct.
这句话更不是知识的问题。
All the more, it is not a question with a knowledge.
这句话不是感情的问题。
Or emotion.
这句话也不是意志的问题。
Or the will.
为什么我们就把这几件事提出来呢？
Why is that we mention these few aspects?
因为许多人在一生中间搞来搞去的都是在这几个范围里。
Because many a person, their problem with their life is with these few aspects.
我们常常注重人的行为的问题。
Many times we place emphasis on a conduct.
我们常常注重人的这个言语的问题。
All our these languages.
我们注重人的思想的问题。
All our mind.
我们注重人的感情、人的理智的问题。
All our emotion, our volition.
上帝没有说你做什么。
But God did not ask you, what are you doing?
上帝没有说你吃什么
or what have you eaten?
上帝不是说你想什么
or what are you thinking?
上帝没有说你意爱什么
God did not say, what do you love?
上帝不是说你做了怎样的决定
or what have you done as a decision?
上帝说你在哪里
But rather he asked, where are you?
当然亚当做错了事情
When Adam has done something wrong
当然亚当选错了方
向 He has chosen wrongly
当然亚当吃错了东西
He has eaten wrong things
所以他的意志、理智、感情都已经偏差
His reason is emotional Motion is love. All has gone wrong.
但是神不从那里下手。
But God did not start from there.
神从位分的总题目下手。
But from his position.
人啊，你在哪里
？Man, where are you?
所以这个位分的问题是问题中的问题。
So the question of position is a question of all questions.
问题的真正的内容，在问题的真正的根基，就是人失去了原先被造应当有的位分。
The true content of all the questions is that man.Has lost the position originally was created.
人从原位中间堕落下来的时候
，When man has fallen from the original position,
这就是罪的起因。
And that is the beginning of sin.
圣经看罪不是看行为的方面。
And that's why when the Bible sees sin, it doesn't see on a conduct.
虽然我们的行为方面使我们可以成为一个罪人
，Even though yes, our conduct can make us a sinner.
但是圣经看罪的问题是看位分的层次。
But the Bible sees sin as something concerned position.
所以当圣经描写天使失败的时候
When it's mentioned about the fallenness of the angels
它不是讲天使到底犯了哪一个错误才失败
It doesn't say what kind of sin he has committed
圣经这么描写天使的失败
But how does it describe
天使不守本位
That it doesn't keep his own position
当他失去他原有应当神所定的地位的时候这就是罪的问题
When he has lost the position, God has fixed for him, that's called sin.
这就是今天世界的法律没有办法真正解决人犯罪的事情的原因。
And that's the reason why is that laws of today cannot solve the problem of sin.
因为我们都从行为的方面去着手。
Because we deal it from the position, from conduct.
这也是今天许多的心理学家没有办法解决那些犯了神经错乱的人。真正灵性困难的问题
And that's why psychology cannot solve the problem of those who are mentally wrong because they are wrong spiritually
因为他们试试看讲出是什么事是什么作为是什么性格使他们变成一个不正常的人
They want to find out what kind of things and what kind of personality has caused him to be mentally wrong
所以呢人类历史无论怎样的进展
So no matter how man's history progress
你要发现只有神的处理方式才是真正人类应当寻找的这个方向。
You see that the way that God deals with problem is the true direction man should find in solving problems.
所以我们在行为、在吃的东西、在选择的事情上、在违背命令上，都是犯了神。不要我们犯罪
Even though in the thing we do In the thing we eat In the thing we choose Also we have done something against God
神没有说你在哪你吃了什么
But God has not asked What have you eaten
神没有说你选择了谁的话
And what have you chosen Who,
神没有说为什么你听魔鬼
And what say you listen to Satan
神没有说为什么你 爱这个事物过于我的话语。
Why is that you love this fruit more than you love me?
神没有说你知道不知道你做错了。
Or do you know they have done wrong?
神说你在哪里？
But God asks, where are you?
这个位分的问题 ，the identity problem is a problem of all problems.
我们这个位分的问题是一切问题的问题。
当一个人失去他的宇宙身份的时候
，When a man lost his cosmos identity，
就是从神位的定的身份位分中间堕落下来。
Which means from the position identity God has fixed, he has fallen.
所以神对罪人的一个问题就是位分的问题。
So to the sinner, God asks a question about position or identity.
我们在看罗马书第五章里就清楚为什么要从位分的问题来处理我们得救的这件事情。
And then we understand from the book of Romans why is that we have to be saved from our position.
所以我们用了两个礼拜的时间思想在亚当里或者在基督里这两个不同的范围。
So we have spent 2 weeks to meditate upon in Adam and also in Christ.
一个犯罪的人是在亚当里犯罪。
A one who has sin in Adam.
一个得救的人是在基督里称义。
A one who is saved is justified in Christ.
像神所认定的存在只有两个范围。
So what God recognizes only by 2 spheres.
神就承认在亚当里的地位或者在基督里的地位。
Either our identity in Adam or our identity in the Christ.
这样，所以我们说呢，亚当与耶稣基督是人类的两个总代表。
And that's why we say Adam and Christ are two representative of humankind.
亚当是悖逆之子的总代表。
And Adam is representative of all those who rebel against God.
基督是顺从之人的总代表。
And Christ Jesus is representative of all those who obey God.
亚当是把罪带到世界来的总代表。
And Adam is a representative of those that bring sin to
mankind. 基督是把上帝的义带到信徒心里面的总代表。
And Christ is a representative that bring God's righteousness to mankind too.
亚当是把死带到世界来的人类的代表。
And Adam is a representative that bring death to mankind.
基督是把生命带到人的中间来的总代表。
And Christ is a representative that bring life to us.
亚当因罪孽把罪带到世人中间，死就临到众人。
And also Adam in rebellion, he brings sin to us, and that's why death also comes to us.
亚当是把人带到灭亡地步的一个方向。
And Adam bring us to perish.
耶稣基督是把生命带到人类中间的。
And Christ Jesus bring life to us.
他是借着顺从的缘故
，through obedience，
遵循神的旨意
，and to obey the will of God，
代替我们的罪，死
，substitute our death，
借着死打败张死权的魔
，and through death he conquered death，
在十字架上的死担当了我们应当受的刑罚。
He died upon the cross and substitute our punishment。
他挽回了上帝的愤怒
，and also he propitiated the wrath of God，
结束了律法的咒诅
，and also to conclude all the curses of the law，
他把我们从死亡的边缘把我们救回来
，and he saved us from the verge of sin and death，
神的生命跟神的义赐下来给我们
，and he has given life and God's righteousness to us，
所以这样在神面前只有两种存在
，and because of that there's only 2 kinds of existence，
希腊文就是。In Adam or in Christos.
In Adam or in Christ.
我们是在亚当里或者是在基督里。
It is either in Adam or in Christ.
没有中立派。
There is no neutral ground.
没有骑墙派。
There is no sitting on the fence.
你无论在什么宗教。
Whatever kind of religion you are in.
无论你走那种政治的路线。
Or what a political path you're treading.
无论你处于这么文化的中间。
Or what kind of culture.
都没有办法使你超脱这两个范围。
You cannot run away from these two spheres.
你不能说我不在亚当里，也不在基督里，我在孔子里，没有这个事情。
You cannot say that I'm not in Adam or not in Christ, I'm in Confucius.
没有一个孔子的学说告诉你信孔子的是在孔子里。
Because there's no Confucian teaching say that you believe in Confucius.You are in Confucius.
在老子里
or in 老子，
在释迦牟尼里
or in 释迦牟尼，
在穆罕默德里
or in Muhammad.
因为这些都是有限的人
，because all these are finite people.
所以他们没有办法包容我们在他的里面
，so they cannot contain us in them.
那么你说亚当也是有限的人，怎么可以包容我们在他里面
？So you say Adam also is a finite man. How can he accommodate us in him?
所有的生命。 都从亚当一个人传流下来，成为人类各族各民各方。
It is because Adam is the stock from which all men are created.
所以他是人类的总代表。
And that's why he's the representative for mankind.
所以所有宗教的教主。
And all founders of religions.
他的肉身的传流，生命的源流之关系中，与我们是没有关系的。
In the passing of life, they have no relationship with us.
我们每一个人都同亚当有了生命源流、肉身传者的这个关系。
And we have a relationship from Adam because our life came from him.
所以我们是因为亚当的代表性，在他的生命源流里面被生下来，成为悖逆之子的那些人。
Because our representativeness of Adam in him, we come from him and we are sinners.
我们与耶稣基督没有肉身传子的关系。
But we don't have this sexual reproductive relationship with Christ Jesus.
但是我们在基督里面领受了新生命源流，借着圣灵重生，把生命赐给我们的这个关系。
But in Christ we have a new life, we are regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在第六章就要真正很清楚地解释什么叫做在基督里。
And that's why in chapter 6 we want to explain very clearly what you mean by in Christ.
有一些的解经家没有看到这一点。
Some of the commentators have not seen this.
所以他们就提到我们现在信了耶稣是不是可以犯罪的问题。
And they mention about, well, after we believe in Jesus, can we still continue to sin?
但我注意观察这段圣经的时候。
But when we study this passage,
这段的圣经是提到在基督里面的人是个怎样的。
This chapter mentioned about in Christ, what kind of person we become.
因为他在新生命中间。
Because in new life,
新生命的范围里。
In new life area,
新生命的源头就是主的独生子耶稣基督。
And this source of new life is Christ Jesus, the Son of God.
所以我们是怎样进到耶稣基督里面的？
So how do we enter into Christ?
我们都知道，因为生命传着身体肉身的关系，我们在亚当里。
We know that through the reproduction in flesh, we are in Adam.
亚当因为跟夏娃结了婚，生了孩子。所以子子孙孙都是他的后代。
And because Adam married Eve, and all the offsprings are his offsprings.
但是我们与基督之间的关系是怎样的？
But what kind of relationship we have with Christ Jesus?
我们为什么被称为在基督里面的人呢？
How come we are called being in Christ?
我们透过怎样的程序，我们成为在基督里面的人呢？
Through what procedure we become those who are in Christ?
在基督里面到底是个怎样的状况呢？
And in Christ, what kind of state are we in?
这就是第六章所提的事情。
This is what mentioned in chapter 6.
那么保罗在第六章一开头是用问话来开始。
And Paul in chapter 6 begin with a question.
这样怎么说呢？
What shall we say then?
这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
这样怎么说呢？
What do we say then?
就是说，既然因为耶稣基督生命临到了我们，那我们应当怎么样了解这个事情？
Since the life of Christ has now come to us, how do we understand this?
因为我在基督里是蒙恩的人。
Because in Christ I receive the grace of God.
恩典是赐给有罪的人。
But then grace is given to those who are sinners.
而罪不单是行为的问题。
Sin doesn't concern only with conduct.
罪跟是位分的问题。
But all the more with identity.
罪不单是行为的问题。
Not just with conduct.
罪跟是权柄的问题。
All the more with power.
罪不单是行为的问题。
Not only with conduct.
罪跟是这个态度的问题。
All the more with our attitude.
罪不单是行为的问题。
Sin is not only with conduct.
罪跟是关系的问题。
All the more with relationship.
我刚才提到的这四点，会一点一点慢慢谈。我们要花很多的时间。
I will explore one by one all these four aspects I've been suggesting.
所以我今天就不提到关于罪与关系的关系，罪与这个态度的关系，罪与这个位分的关系，还有罪与行为的关系的事情。
So I will not mention tonight about the sin in relation to relationship, also with attitude and also with conduct.
我们先从罪人与恩典之间的关系来谈。
But first we expound on sinners and grace.
罪人蒙恩是因为神把救赎的恩典白白的赐给这个人。
The sinners are those who receive grace because God has given freely the saving grace to us, the sinners.
因为是白白的，所以才叫做恩典。
Because it is freely given, that's why it's called grace.
如果不是白白的，那就不叫做恩典。
If it is not given freely, it's not called grace.
你回头听第四章前面一段的录音带，你就分析到这些重要的原则。
If you want to listen to the cassette we had on chapter 4, then we understand this principle we have expounded.
因为我们蒙恩的时候， 不是因为我们的行为。
Because when you receive the grace, it is not because of our conduct.
我们蒙恩的时候，不是我们的功劳。
When you have this salvation, it is not because of our works.
我们蒙恩的时候，不是因为我们的工作。
Not because of our merit.
所以这是在行为之外，不是做工的工价是不应当给我们的。竟然临到我们身上。
So it is apart from what that we do not deserve, but now it's given to us.
这叫做恩典神学的认知。
And that's why they call the knowledge of the doctrine of grace.
当我们真正知道恩典到底是什么意思的时候。
When we truly know what's the meaning of grace.
那我们不但不能骄傲，我们变得非常的谦卑。
Not only that we cannot be proud, we should be very, very humble.
It was a 不配的恩典。
Because I'm undeserving.
我不应当的恩典。
I'm not worthy.
我怎么今天可以蒙受这个恩典？
How can I today receive this grace?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear friends,
这样的恩典论的回应，
So the response of grace
就决定你的灵性的程度到什么地方。
It will decide what kind of position you have in the spirituality.
当一个人不知什么叫做恩典，
What a man doesn't know what is grace.
然后把恩典当作平常，
Deem grace something common.
或者以为自己是应当可以得到恩典的。
Then that he deserved the grace,
他一定产生错误的恩典的回应。
Then we have a wrong response in grace.
那我们可以举几个例子，什么叫做错误的对恩典的回应
？We have to mention a few examples of what's the wrong response in grace.
第一 ，the first 就是轻看恩典。
You despise grace.
因为我不付代价嘛。
Because I don't pay a price.
因为我没有做什么事嘛。
I have not done anything.
因为我没有受什么苦。
Because I have not suffered.
我竟然就这样简单白白得到恩典。
Now so simply, so freely, I have the grace.
所以就把恩典轻看，当作是没有价值。
So he despised the grace as valueless.
第二样。
The second.
他既然白白得了恩典。
And now he received the grace freely.
他就糟蹋上帝的恩典。
Then he will also suffer.Tremble on the grace of God.
因为恩典既然是白白的，没有多大价值，我随便用这个恩典，哇，反正还可以再拿到白白的恩典。
So this since this grace given freely, I will squander this grace because I get more grace.
第三样
，The third,
他就玩弄恩典。
He will play the fool with grace.
把神的恩典当作他得到其他利益的工具。
He thought that this grace is a tool whereby he can receive other many benefits.
这就是恩典中间。堕落下去
，and that's the meaning why that we have fallen in grace。
这样的事情我们天天都看见。
We heard many of those
犯罪的人用他们所从神领受的自由去犯罪。
And those who sin because they receive the freedom of God, and that's why they sin in freedom。
强盗用神给他健康的身体去抢夺东西。
And robbers use the good physical health that God has given to them to rob。
青年人。用美好的青春的时光去犯罪去淫荡
The young people use the youth that God has given to them They live in lustfulness
因为他们犯罪之前他是先有恩典才去犯罪
Because before they sin they must first have grace from God
所以这个在归正神学里面还是那个普遍恩典的范围里面
Even though in Reformed theology It is still in the sphere of common grace
你犯罪的自由是神而来的
You can sin freely That's because it comes from God's grace
犯罪的时候的时间是神赐的
Because the time you spend in sinning Is what you've been given by God
你犯罪所需要的体力健康是神的恩典
The physical strength you need in sinning Also is because of grace of God
所以对恩典有错误回应的人就变成堕落的开始
So those who respond wrongly in grace Will start in their falling in grace
那么保罗在这里不是单单讲到对普遍恩典的误用
Paul here doesn't speak only on the misuse of common grace
保罗在这里很严肃地提到对救赎恩惠的误用
But very serious is talk about the misuse of the saving grace
什么叫救赎恩惠的误用
What do you mean by the wrong use of the saving grace
就是主赦免我的罪
But God has forgiven my sin
我现在得到释放了
Now I'm liberated
我现在得到洁净了
I've been cleansed
我现在得到赦罪的平安
I have the peace of forgiveness of sins
我现在免去上帝的审判
I'm done with the judgment of God
因为神的怒气已经被挽回了
Because the wrath of God has been propitiated
我现在成为自由身
I become a free man
我不在良心的控告之下
No more being accused by my conscience
我不在神的审判之下
To be judged by God
因为我现在是在恩典的中间
I'm now in grace
所以这里呢是救赎的恩典不是普遍的恩典
So we talk about saving grace here not common grace 人，
就是非基督徒可能误用上帝的恩典。
Non-Christian may misuse the grace of God，
但是他们常常所误用的是普遍的恩典。
But many times what they misuse is the common grace。
基督徒呢，可能犯的罪比非基督徒更严重。
But actually, Christian may be sinned more seriously as compared to non-Christians。
我们浪费时间
，because we squander the time。
我们乱用我们的健康
，we squander our physical health。
乱用我们的金钱
，we squander our money。
我们乱用我们的自由
，we misuse our freedom。
这都是普遍恩惠的误用，同错误的回应。
There is a misuse and a wrong response in common grace。
但是当我们把救赎恩典也误用的时候，我们的罪岂不是比非基督徒更重吗？
When we misuse this saving grace, our sin is more serious as compared to non-Christians.
你是什么叫做这个救赎恩惠的误用呢？
What is the misuse of the saving grace?
耶稣的宝血既然洗净了我，
Since the blood of Christ is cleansing,
他的能力既然大到无穷大，
His power is so infinite.
那么我多犯一些罪，反正他也会洗净我。
Never mind that I sin more because he can cleanse my sins.
当你到了这个地步的时候，
When it comes to this state,
你不但是误用普遍恩惠，
not only that you misuse the common grace,
你是误用救赎恩惠，
you misuse even the saving grace.
所以问题就是很大的问题。
So this is a very big problem.
既然耶稣的恩典是白白的，
since Christ Jesus the saving grace is freely given,
既然他已经为我死了，
since he died for me,
既然他死的功效能力这么大，
since the effect of his death is so great,
既然他可以赦免这么多的罪，
since he can forgive so much sin,
既然我所有的罪都得到解决。
Since all my sins are forgiven,
他不但赦免我从前犯过的罪。
Not only he has forgiven my past sin,
我以后可能犯的罪，他还能拯救我。
Even the future sin, he can save me.
否则我前面的道路怎么样走
？If not, how can I walk my future path?
所以这样的神的恩典既然是无穷
，So since God's grace is infinite,
神的恩典临到我既然是白白的
，When it comes to me, come to me freely,
我就得到一个良心里面很大的保障。
Then I have assurance in my conscience.
神一定是爱我。
God surely loves me.
神一定是赦免我。
God surely forgives me.
因为连他的儿子死在十字架上，他都甘心情愿为了我这样牺牲。
Because even the Son is willing to die for me on the cross.
所以我得到一个很大的保证。
So I have an assurance.
我可以继续不断活在罪恶中间。
I can continue to live in sin.
不但如此
，Not only so，
我给上帝机会显明他多么伟大。
I want to give an opportunity for God to manifest how great he is.
我多犯一些，他还能赦免，他才伟大。
Because the more I sin, the more he can forgive me.
如果我只有
the more he's great.
如果我只有两个小罪，他赦免，他的能力只能赦免两个小罪。
If I have two small sins to forgive, which his power only is equivalent to forgiving two small sins.
如果大强盗他还能赦免，才表示他有能力。
Even big robbers can forgive, which means he's great in saving.
这里就产生一个信仰上可能的很大的错误的观念。
And this could produce a misconception in Christianity.
主啊，我给你机会赦免我。
God, I'm giving you opportunity to forgive me.
我给你大罪洗净的经验。
And you have big sins that can forgive even big sins.
那就可以表现你的身手何等伟大。
So that it can manifest how powerful you are.
只要我犯罪，就使恩典格外显多。
So that when I sin, we'll see the grace is multiplied.
如果我没有犯罪，你没有事情做，是不是
？If I do not sin, you have nothing to do.
你没有办法表示你救恩的能力多大。
You cannot manifest your saving power.
那如果这样的，我们就犯吧。
Then never mind, we sin.
反正他的恩典是无限大。
Now his grace is infinite.
既然无限大，你多犯也赦免，少犯也赦免，而且多犯也很舒服，就多犯。
Since it's infinite, the more that we sin, also the more that he forgives.
你看见了吗
？So you see.
今天很多人没有听这一篇道理。
A lot of people do not hear this.
但是他们已经在这样的状况。
But they are already in this state.
有很多人没有好好查经。
Many people never study the Bible well.
主动在坏的事情上都有份。
Take it in this.To have a share in sinning.
许多的基督徒
，many Christians，
他们不像非基督徒
，they are not like Christians。
非基督徒只能够在普遍恩惠里面误用上帝的恩。
Because non-Christians can only misuse common grace。
但是基督徒有时候比他们更大胆，因为在救赎的恩典里面误用对神恩典的回应。
But Christians sometimes more bold because in saving grace they want to misuse even the saving grace。
既然主你是大能的
，since God is all powerful，
那我多犯一些罪也。 不是一样，你都会赦免的吗？
The more that I sin, the same that I can forgive.
我做一个很简单的例子。
Very simple illustration.
无论你欠多少债，
No matter how much you are in debt,
我都替你还清。
I pay for you.
哇，你感动到流泪流地。
So you're so touched.
你这么爱我。
You love me so much.
我真的欠债很多。
I'm in debt much.
那么好，我就现在付一张支票解决你所有的债的问题。
So I write a check to clear all your debts.
那么你要帮我付多少？
How much you want to pay for me?
无论多少，
no matter how much,
我都替你付。
I will pay for you.
明天你就可以拿钱去付。
Tomorrow you can take the money and pay the debt.
所以这个人好到一个地步，明签了数目让你自己填。
Yes, either check was a blank check. You fill the number.
所以那你念，不然你晚上看了。
So tonight when you read the check,
数目随我填。
I can fill any number.
反正他签了字。
Yes, make a signature.
那我一共签了3000万。
I have $30 million of that.
既然我可以签，我可以自己写多少字。
Since I can write whatever amount I want,
我今天晚上再借2000万吧。
I will now borrow another $20 million tonight.
反正明天我写5000万也可以，6000万也可以。
Because tomorrow I can write $50 or $60 million.
也表明这个人爱我的程度多深，他救我的力量多大，他可以赔的数目多么的丰富。我就再多欠一些钱，反正他都会付的。
Just to show that this man loves me so much, he's so powerful, so I write even more numbers, so that to show that he's more powerful than.
这样做对不对啊？
Is that right?
我问你对不对啊？
Is that right to do that?
你说好机会哪里不对？
Is that of course good opportunity?
很难得的机会。
It's rare opportunity.
平常欠10块钱，人家就要斗咒我，就要打我。
In the past, I owe $10. People want to curse and beat me.
现在我可以多欠几千万，反正他都会付的。
So I can indebt in millions. This person will still pay for me.
而且我现在想过去欠的债的钱都用完了。
Now even all the debt I had in the past are all paid up.
我现在不需要钱嘛。
But now I need the money.
我明年要结婚。
And next year I'll
get married. 后年生孩子。
I will have children then.
就手术费。
Then I have some
medical
bill.
还有5年有孩子要读书。
Maybe our child will get older.
20年有孩子有孩子要留学。
You want to go to university?
所以这个钱我把它算。
So I count all this money I need.
这些需要都当作神要替我还债的事。
So I calculate all this and leave me at the debt that God will pay for me.
所以就趁机会来玩弄恩典。
So you took the opportunity to play the fool with the grace of God.
继续犯罪是恩典显多。
So continue to sin in order to manifest the grace of God is multiplied.
那保罗对这个问题要怎么解决？
How would Paul solve this problem?
不要紧啦，反正他的恩典无限大。
Never mind, because his grace is infinite.
就今天好了，尽量写哈。
Let you write whatever you want.
写了就解决了。
And you solve the problem.
保罗怎么回答呢？
What? How did Paul say?
我们看第一节。
We read the first.
大家读第一节。
First verse.
这样怎么说呢？
How shall we say then?
我可以人在罪中。叫恩典显多，一同读好不好？一二三，
这样怎么说呢？我们可以扔在最终叫恩典显多吗？
第二节第一句怎么讲？一二三，保罗怎么回答的？
How did Paul reply?
断乎不可。
By no means.
哎呦，这个实际的是圣经里一共只有出现两次。
Only twice this phrase came appear.
两次都是在罗马书第一节。
And twice also in chapter 6 of Romans.
就是第一节跟第十五节。
That is in verse 2 and verse 15.
这个断乎不可。
By no means.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
现在的话来说。
In today's language.
绝对不许可这么做。
Absolutely not.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely not.
就不可以这么做的。
You can't do that.
所以你不可以这么做的。
Absolutely cannot do that.
那么你说不可什么意思呢？
Whatever you cannot.
你就记得律法的问题了。
You know the problem of law.
什么律法呢？
What is law?
不可奸淫。
You cannot do this.
不可杀人。
You cannot commit adultery, murder.
不可偷盗。
You cannot steal.
你不可作假见证。
You cannot bear false witness.
你不可贪心。
You cannot greed.
这边又进到律法里面的范围了。
It comes to the realm of this law.
恩典怎么变成 又回到律法的一个层次里面。
Grace, how come now we enter into the sphere of law?
恩典就是赦免我的罪。
Because in grace you are forgiven your sins.
我就可以犯罪，一直蒙恩典的赦免，不是罪的吗？
Then if I can continue the sin, isn't that grace?
恩典是把我从律法中间救出来。
Because grace saved me from law.
律法说不可，不可，不可，不可。
Because the law said, don't do that, don't do that.
违背，违背，违背。
Go against, go against.
耶稣就担当我的罪。
Now Christ has taken my sin.
为我死在十字架
上。Die for me on the cross.
为我解决了律法。
Solve my problem of law.
律法的咒诅。
And the curse of law.
律法的捆绑。
And the bondage of law.
释放出来了。
To be liberated.
我已经自由了。
Now I'm free.
自由什么？自由犯罪了，
I'm free to sin.
反正不要紧了。
Never mind.
犯的罪有赦免。
When I sin,
犯的罪有赦免。
When I sin,
犯的罪有赦免。
It can be forgiven.
我自由犯罪。
I free.
白白的赦免。
Freely I receive the grace.
我做基督徒真舒服啊。
It's good to be a Christian.
你们就是笨，还没有做基督徒。
You are fool because you don't become Christian.
你们的罪要受审判。
So your sin will be judged.
信耶稣罪不得审判的。
Because when you're Christian, your sin will be judged.
那么从前的罪不审判。
So in the past, you won't be
judged. 以后的罪也不审判。
Even the future sin.
因为反正耶稣已经死了
嘛，
他的能力够大嘛，
His power is powerful enough.
我可以继续的最终叫恩典显多嘛。
So we can continue to be in sin so that the grace is manifested.
保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
断乎不可。
Absolutely not.
绝对不可以。
By no means.
所以在这里呢，保罗把最重的一句话讲出来。
Paul now uttered the most serious statement.
没有商量的余地。
There's no room for debate.
没有妥协的可能。
No room for compromise.
没有自由的选择。
No room for free choice.
这就变成一个新的律法，开始在这里限定我们的自由。
It becomes a new law that wants to bind our freedom.
这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
表示恩典不是人可以玩弄的。
Which means grace is not something that can cheat.
我想这一点是教会里面很特别需要重新得到复兴的一个觉悟。
And I truly believe this is something that is need to be revived understanding this.
当马丁路德改教以后，
After the Reformation of Martin Luther,
他们现在明白原来不是靠行为得救。
So now they understand not saved through.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
原来是靠恩典得救。
By grace they were saved.
因信称义。
And justified by faith.
你们得救是本乎恩典因着信。
You are saved because of faith and also because of grace.
所以神赐下恩典，我显出信心，神人合作，我得救了。
So God has given the grace, and then without the faith, then we cooperate with God. You are saved now.
这个错误的思想出来了。
The wrong concept comes.
是我信了恩典临到我。
It is because I believe that the grace come to me.
恩典临到我，我用信心接受。
Oh, the grace come to me, I have a faith to receive.
只要我的信与神的恩。互相合作成全救赎的工作。
So my faith and God's grace now cooperate to accomplish God's saving work.
完全错误的。
This is totally wrong.
因为信的本身没有办法救我们。
Because faith itself cannot save us.
正像乞丐伸出来的时候没有办法使他得着丰富。
Just as a beggar stretching out a hand cannot make him rich.
我们的信不过像乞丐伸出手来。
We our faith just like a beggar who stretches out the hand.
那个恩临到我们的时候，我们才得到丰盛。
So when the grace come to us, then we are rich.
基督的死，基督的救赎，基督的赦罪，基督完成天父的旨意，才是把恩典临到我们的真正的根基。
And the death, the forgiveness, the saving of Christ Jesus, then truly is the way that grace comes to us.
所以信不过是一个应当有的回应而已。
Faith is only a response we need to have.
信的本身不是功劳。
Faith itself is not a work, a marriage.
信的本身不是本钱。
It is not a capital.
信的本身不是与神合作的那另外一半的人的责任。
It is not the other half whereby men cooperate with God using faith.
因为连信的本身也是借着听神的道而产生出来。
Because even faith is produced after we have heard the gospel of God.
这样神把信心赐给你以前，就先把道种放在你里。
So before God has given faith to you, He first put the seed of word in us.
像在道的种子里面隐含着对神真正相信的可能。
So in the seed of word, then it also includes also the possibility for us to respond in faith.
信的基因是在道的里面。
The foundation of our faith is in the word.
所以人没有办法说我与神合作领受主的恩典。
So man cannot say that I cooperate with God and receive the grace of God.
当马丁路德提到因信称义的时候，
When Martin Luther talk about justification by faith,
我中文圣经这个翻译的应当改成借着信心称义。
Actually,
不是因信称义。
It must be translated through faith we are justified.
这样的就变成行为不重要。
then it means that works are important.
我靠行为不能得救。
Because I cannot be saved through by faith.
借着信心得救。
And also cannot be saved by faith.
行为的重要性就被抹杀了。
So there is the insignificance of this work.
行为是功劳的这个因素是一笔勾销了。
Work because it contributes towards merit, that's what you have been done with.
或是借着信心得救。
It is through faith I'm saved.
所以我自由了。
So I'm free.
我释放了。
I'm liberated.
我的罪都是赦免。
My sins are forgiven.
我现在已经得着赦罪的恩典同平安。
Now I have received the grace of saving.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do now?
100年以后，
100 years
later, 德国的基督徒犯罪的情形比许多非基督徒更厉害。
At that time, those Christians who sin even more worse, even non-Christians,
因为误会称义同信的意义。
Because they misunderstand the saving, justification, and faith.
误会恩典神学需要人对神真正负责任的回应。
They misunderstand doctrine of grace. They meant fully had to respond to God in grace.
所以一百年以后呢？
100 years later.
开始一个复兴的运动。
There was a revival meeting.
这个复兴运动叫做什么？
And revival movement, what is it?
敬虔运动。
It's called the pietistic movement.
什么叫做 pietism 呢？
What is pietism?
敬虔主义的意思是什么呢？
And pietism, what do you mean?
你已经因信称义了。
You are justified by faith.
你还要过圣洁的生活。
You must lead a holy life.
你还要感谢上帝。
You must thank God.
你要挚爱。
You must love yourself.
你耶稣基督为我死了。
And Christ Jesus died for me.
应当恐惧战兢过得胜的生活。
Trembling, I must lead a sanctified life.
我要更加谨慎提防魔鬼的引诱。
More carefully, I want to go against the temptation of Satan.
更加勇敢。面对撒旦的试探
more courageously on the face of temptation coming from Satan.
我要爱惜主已经给我的恩典。
I want to treasure the grace that God has given me.
好叫我过一个向上帝合神心意蒙神悦纳的生活。
So that I will lead a life that is acceptable and pleased by God.
敬虔主义叫我们要多多祷告。
Pietism said we have to pray more.
敬虔主义叫我们要过圣洁的生活。
Pietism said we have to lead a holy life.
敬虔主义叫我们从内心、从外表、从心灵、从肉体除去各样的罪恶。
Pietism said that outwardly, inwardly, spiritually, and physically, we have done away with all sins.
所以敬虔主义就对这些误会因信称义的道理。玩弄恩典的人做一个真正的挑战。
So to those who misunderstand the doctrine of grace, the pietism want to challenge them.
我们看见上帝的教会在地上常常有偏差的可能。
So we see the church of God upon the earth many times we deviate and go wrong way.
那么现在我们就问，是不是马丁路德的因信称义的神学是错的
？So when I ask, is the theology of justification by faith of Martin Luther is wrong?
不是的
，No，
没有错。
Nothing wrong.
绝对没有错。
Absolutely not.
因为这是纯正福音的圣经教义。
Because that is the teaching of the Bible.
那么你说敬虔主义是不是错的
？So you say pietism is wrong.
敬虔主义也没有错。
Not wrong too.
因为他要人过圣洁的生活，要人对神的恩典有真正负责任的回应。
Because
对的。
Because you want man to live a holy life to a true response in the doctrine of grace.
那为什么马丁路德所讲的因信称义的道理，后来变成这种整个道德泛滥的这个情形
？Why is the theology of grace justified by faith of the Martin Luther now coming to this state that we are in?
岂不是说某一种系统的神学里面都有固定的一些范围或者盲点在其中
？Which means that in all system of theology there's some blind spot.
于是我们在这个盲点中间，我们看不清楚整个神、整个恩典同他道理的各方面。
That in this blind spot we cannot see all aspect of the truth.
那我们怎么样从这个盲点出来
？So how can we liberate from this blind spot?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
回到圣经。
Only coming back to the Bible.
因为圣经早把这些个层次都讲了。
Because the Bible explores all these aspects.
所以我们接经的时候，我们明白圣经的，不要不书不求圣经。
So when you explore the Bible, do not read the Bible without understanding.
我们许多时候就当作这样玩玩、看看、听听，抓到一两点就以为自己很厉害。
Many times we just read as if we got one or two points and you're proud.
有一些人还没有念神学以前
，some before they come to the seminary，
他们自卑感，看自己不懂，很多不懂。读了神学，以为自己什么都懂。
They feel inferior, but after they come to the seminary, they thought they know everything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers，
求主可怜我。
Pray that God have mercy on us.
千万 不要做了基督徒变成比非基督徒更不如。
Do not be a Christian that's worse than a non-Christian.
我不要做了这事比还没有做这事更不顺。
Do not be a deacon who's worse than a lay-Christian.
我不要读了神修就比不读神修的人更错解圣经。
Do not be one who has studied theology one yes misinterpret even more wrongly compared to those that have not studied theology.
我们不要因为做了传道就比还没有做传道的人更随便解释圣经。
Do not become a preacher and then we expel even worse as compared to those who are not preacher.
耶稣说你们这些假冒伪善的文士同法利赛人有灾祸。
Jesus said that woe upon those who are scribes and Pharisees.
因为你们实在在这用各样的办法劝你们入教也把他们带他们成为地狱之子。
Because you use always a mean to attract people to the religion, but you are leading them to be the children of hell.
你们走遍陆地海洋。
You go to all places.
用你们宗教的这个技巧勾引人入教。
Use a religious skill to draw people to your religion.
结果他们都变成灭亡之子。
So they become the children of perish.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，真正的他们有明白。
Because they do not truly understand.
摸到外表。
And they touch only the outward.
摸到自己。
Touch only themselves.
没有进入奇妙。
They have not entered into the mystery.
没有明白经义。
Do not understand the meaning.
你们这些假冒伪善的法利赛人。
You hypocrite of the Pharisees.
那个真正的事情他们没有找到。
They do not find the true thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
犹太文化里面最重要的一个字就是真。
And Judaistic culture, one of what is very important is truth.
所以他们信的神是又真。诱惑的神
，because the God that believes is a true and living God，
他们领受的启示是真神真实启示的真理。
Because the revelation they receive is a revelation with the true truth coming from true God，
他们的真神所赐的真理的律法里面可以做一个真正的人。
The true God who has given the true truth in the law， if they obey， they can become a true man。
他们达到吗？
Have they achieved that?
没有。
Oh yes.
耶稣说你们这些假冒伪善。
Jesus said, you who are hypocrites.
这些人追求真，结果变成一个假的。
They once seek for truth, yet they become false.
这是一个可怜的事。
Pitiful.
就是因为对恩典的回应是错误。
Because their response in grace is wrong.
我不说马丁路德错。
I'm not saying Martin Luther is wrong.
因信称义的道理是圣经的。
Because the doctrine of Jesus Christ by faith is a biblical truth.
因信称义是在神面前。
But justification by faith before God.
在人面前怎么样？
But what about before man?
人看见你的信吗？
When people see you, will they believe?
你的信是你与神的关系，人看不见。
People want to see your faith to God.
那么人看见你是什么？
So what do they see then?
人看见你的行为。
They see their conduct.
所以呢，如果你的信心没有行为，是死的。
If your faith without conduct is dead.
所以这样的信心跟行为的关系是应当很严肃的去思想。
So then the relationship between faith and work must be pondered upon very seriously.
不能说因为我信了完了。
I cannot say that I believe and that's it.
因为我信的恩典白白给我我结束了。
Because I believe grace is freely given to me and that's the end.
从今以后
henceforth
我的行为就乱来了。
All my works are in a mess.
我过去信而得救不是靠行为。
Because in the past I was saved not because of conduct.
我以后不需要再靠行为，也一样因信。
And also in the future, it is not by work I'm justified.
这不是圣经的教导。
This is not a biblical teaching.
所以保罗在这里用很重的话。
So here Paul a very serious word.
可以说最重的话。
Most serious and heavy word.
断乎不可。
My no means.
不可什么呢？
But it means what?
不可一边在恩典中间。
That on one hand you are in grace.
一面继续犯罪。
On the other hand, you continue to sin.
不可一面领受称义的道。
On the one hand, you receive this and justification by grace.
一面贪爱罪恶中间的生活。
On the other hand, you love your sin in sin.
这样怎么说呢？
What do you mean?
我们可以不可以在恩典中间继续犯罪？
Can we then in grace continue to sin?
我们可以继续在罪恶中间使恩典显动吗？
Then in sin, we have to manifest the grace.
断乎不可。
Absolutely not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear friends,
接下来我要对你们说，为什么我们不可以？
I want to tell you why.
还没有提到这个圣经第三节以下的话语，我先做一个很简单的比喻。
Before I mention about verse 3, I want to make an illustration to you.
就是王明道先生。
There was one 王明道。
从北京被请到南方浙江的一个地方去讲道。
From Beijing, he was invited to 浙江 to preach.
那个时候中国很穷。
At that time, China was very poor.
旅行的费用是很大的。
So you travel and that's great expense.
住宿的费用是很大的。
And also your hotel also great expense.
所以热心的弟兄就请牧师住在他家里。
So a good Christian invited pastor to live with him.
这样是教会节省一些钱。
So they'll save some money.
是王明道在浙江某一个地方讲道的时候。
So 王明道 in 浙江 he was preaching.
他住在一个人的家里。
He was staying in a Christian's home.
那么这个北方人是比较这个毛须更丰富的。
You know, people from the north have more beard.
南方人是比较光滑的。
And we from the south are more clean.
所以王明道每天呢刮得清清楚楚才上台。
So Wang Mingdao every day he got a shave.
他住在那个人家里。
When they're staying in
the
home.
糟糕。当他拿起皮箱要刮的时候，忘记带剃刀。
He forgot to take his shaving knife.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
他就跑出来。对那个弟兄说
and told the brother,
某某人我对不起
I'm sorry,
我的剃刀没有带
I forgot to have my shaving blade
能不能借你的
Can I borrow yours?
那个弟兄说什么呢
What did that?
你没有带剃刀吗
You forgot to bring it?
不必借
Never mind
我送你一把新的
I give you a new one
这个弟兄对他很好
A very good Christian
所以送他一把新的
So give a new blade.
那个时候不是像我们这个吉兰这样刮的。
Not like 吉兰的 we have today.
也不是用那个菲利普这样的，也不是用剪刀一个一个剪的。那什么样呢？那是用一个弯弯的刀。
It's a knife.
钢刀磨得很利的。
Shaving knife.
像自己一面这样刮刮刮刮的。
And just shave it.
是弯的，因为脸是弯的嘛，对不对呢
？Is that with a curve?
如果平的只能刮一点嘛，弯的才能刮。
With a curve.
所以呢，他就这样刮了。
So he was shaving.
谢谢。
Thank you.
他就带进房间门。
So he brought it back to his room.
你知道他没有想到，这个人用的刀力道那么厉害。
And this knife is sharp.
力道能够害，就是厉害的。
So sharp.
因为他平常就是磨来磨去，已经旧的嘛。
Because in the past he used old one.
新的刀一剃的时候。
New one when he was shaving.
一刮，不但把这个胡须刮出来。脸皮也刮破了。
He was hurt himself, injured himself.
So
the blood oozes out.
他就出来了。
So he came out.
他说你的